I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Once in a while, a film comes along that's so extraordinary, so off the beaten track that you can only marvel that it got made at all. Citizen Kane, for example, or the films of Buñuel, David Lynch, Fellini and Bergman. Or a film like Fat Man, which almost defies description. It opens with Santa Claus having a crisis of faith.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I've lost my influence. Maybe it's time I retired the cult.
It's not Santa as we know him, though. Santa, Chris to his friends, is played by Mel Gibson as a sort of American backwoodsman, grizzled and armed to the teeth. His wife, Ruth, is played by English actress Marianne Jean-Baptiste, last seen in a very peculiar film called In Fabric. Well, if you think that was peculiar...
You still have it.
Some kids with a deer rifle put two holes in the sleigh, one in me. All I have is a loathing for a world that's forgotten.
Santa, I mean Chris, is about to have more than a late midlife crisis. He's been making a list and checking it more than twice, and there's a kid called Billy who's definitely not going to make the nice side of the ledger. Taking a tip from European traditions of St. Nicholas, when young Billy unwraps his Christmas present, it reveals a lump of coal.
You just lost a big son, Batman!
What's the job?
I'd like you to kill Santa Claus.
Billy has access to the services of a hitman, listed in the credits merely as the Skinny Man. Skinny is played by an actor who made his name playing dangerous hillbillies, that name being Walton Goggins. Okay, so Mr. Skinny takes out a contract on the Fat Man and heads off to the far north to find Santa's lair.
I'm looking for the Fat Man.
You can't be serious.
This is what people actually think of me. Christmas is a farce. I am a joke.
What's the purpose of your visit?
Hunting. I'm going to kill some things.
Now, things get a little complicated, geographically speaking. While Fat Man allows that the North Pole is technically in Canada, it's loath to actually concede that out loud. Really, it should be in the good old US of A. It's certainly the US government that Santa Claus turns to when his financial difficulties get out of hand.
We are fulfilling a two-month contract with the U.S. military.
Captain Jacobs will fill you in on a lot of the changes that are going on around here.
But for your safety, we will be upgrading the site's security. Do you have any questions?
Yes.
What kind of toys are we making, sir?
Not toys, miss.
The Pentagon outsources certain contracts to Santa and his elves, and at this stage my grasp on the world of Santa started to loosen a bit. With Santa and his little helpers supporting the military-industrial complex, who's minding the toy store? Is this the job of big business now?
Christmas generates $3 trillion in the U.S. alone. We can't even pay our power bill. You think there's something wrong with that?
Oh, is that how we're measuring success now?
Well, that's what they care about. They put up with us so they can sell their... toys and sodas and cars. We're a business.
But we really don't have time to sort out which precise Santa mythology we're supposed to be embracing here. We've got a skinny man on the loose, getting closer and closer to Santa's village, and along the way racking up an alarming body count.
I've come for your head, Fat Man!
You think you're the first? You think I got this job because I'm fat and jolly?
This is not a concept we're particularly used to, a Christmas Santa movie punctuated by wholesale slaughter. I know some people call the violent Bruce Willis movie Die Hard a Christmas movie, but no one was claiming Bruce was playing Father Christmas. And the big question here is, who on earth is this lunatic concoction aimed at?
There is a rising number of our youth making poor decisions.
What the big man's head?
Severed heads rot, they mold.
They don't want his beard.
I'm not shaving off a dead man's beard.
What child wants to see a tooled-up Santa taking out the trash up against a ruthless serial killer working for a psychopathic 10-year-old? What grown-up wants to see it, for that matter, particularly when Santa's played by an angry, depressed Mel Gibson?
Oh, come while you sleep. The fat man's got his eye on you, kid.
Hey, whoa!
Oh, that's Donner. Lucky it wasn't Blitzer, should tear your package clean off.
Every step of the movie was a step away from anything I wanted to see, and I felt horrified by the psychic harm Fat Man was likely to inflict on the two kids sitting behind me. Fortunately, when the lights came up, they were fast asleep, so no harm done. I might have been better off following their example.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.